The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello, and here we are again. This is the LifeSpring Family Bible. It's episode number 237. I'm Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 96 through 102. Let's get started. Psalms 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise His name. Announce every day how He delivers. Tell the nations about His splendor. Tell all the nations about His amazing deeds. For the Lord is great and certainly worthy of praise. He is more awesome than all gods. For all the gods of the nations are worthless, but the Lord made the sky. Majestic splendor emanates from Him. His sanctuary is firmly established and beautiful. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord splendor and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the splendor He deserves. Bring an offering and enter His courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is established. It cannot be moved. He judges the nations fairly. Let the sky rejoice and the earth be happy. Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then let the trees of the forest shout with joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He judges the world fairly and the nations in accordance with His justice. Psalms chapter 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be happy. Let the many coastlands rejoice. Dark clouds surround Him. Equity and justice are the foundation of His throne. Fire goes before Him. On every side it burns up His enemies. His lightning bolts light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of the whole earth. The sky declares His justice, and all the nations see His splendor. All who worship idols are ashamed, those who boast about worthless idols. All the gods bow down before Him. Zion hears and rejoices. The towns of Judah are happy because of Your judgments, O Lord. For You, O Lord, are the sovereign King over the whole earth. You are elevated high above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He protects the lives of His faithful followers. He delivers them from the power of the wicked. The godly bask in the light. The morally upright experience joy. You godly ones, rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to His holy name. Psalms chapter 98, a psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He performs amazing deeds. His right hand and His mighty arm accomplish deliverance. The Lord demonstrates His power to deliver. In the sight of the nations He reveals His justice. He remains loyal and faithful to the family of Israel. All the ends of the earth see our God deliver us. Shout out praises to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in a joyful shout and sing. Sing to the Lord accompanied by a harp and the sound of music. With trumpets and the blaring of the ram's horn, shout out praises before the King, the Lord. Let the sea and everything in it shout, along with the world and those who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing in unison before the Lord. For He comes to judge the earth. He judges the earth fairly and the nations in a just manner. Psalms chapter 99. The Lord reigns. The nations tremble. He sits enthroned above the winged angels. The earth shakes. The Lord is elevated in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise Your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is strong. He loves justice. You ensure the legal decisions will be made fairly. You promote justice and equity in Jacob. Praise the Lord our God. Worship before His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among the priests. Samuel was one of those who prayed to Him. They prayed to the Lord, and He answered them. He spoke to them from a pillar of cloud. They obeyed His regulations and the ordinance He gave them. O Lord our God, You answered them. They found You to be a forgiving God, but also one who punished their sinful deeds. Praise the Lord our God. Worship on His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalms chapter 100, a thanksgiving psalm. Shout out praises to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with joy. Enter His presence with joyful singing. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give him thanks. Praise his name, for the Lord is good. His loyal love endures, and he is faithful through all generations. Psalms chapter 101, a psalm of David. I will sing about loyalty and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will walk in the way of integrity. When will you come to me? I will conduct my business with integrity in the midst of my palace. I will not even consider doing what is dishonest. I hate doing evil. I will have no part of it. I will have nothing to do with a perverse person. I will not permit evil. I will destroy anyone who slanders his neighbor in secret. I will not tolerate anyone who has a cocky demeanor and an arrogant attitude. I will favor the honest people of the land and allow them to live with me. Those who walk in the way of integrity will attend me. Deceitful people will not live in my palace. Liars will not be welcome in my presence. Each morning I will destroy all the wicked people in the land and remove all evildoers from the city of the Lord. Psalms chapter 102. The prayer of an oppressed man as he grows faint and pours out his lament before the Lord. O Lord, hear my prayer. Pay attention to my cry for help. Do not ignore me in my time of trouble. Listen to me. When I call out to you, quickly answer me, for my days go up in smoke, and my bones are charred like a fireplace. My heart is parched and withered like grass, for I am unable to eat food. Because of the anxiety that makes me groan, my bones protrude from my skin. I am like an owl in the wilderness. I am like a screech owl among the ruins. I stay awake. I am like a solitary bird on a roof. All day long my enemies taunt me. Those who mock me use my name in their curses. For I eat ashes as if they were bread, and mix my drink with my tears because of your anger and raging fury. Indeed, you pick up and throw me away. My days are coming to an end, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Lord, rule forever, and your reputation endures. You will rise up and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to have mercy on her, for the anointed time has come. Indeed, your servants take delight in her stones and feel compassion for the dust of her ruins. The nations will respect the reputation of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will respect his splendor when the Lord rebuilds Zion and reveals his splendor, when he responds to the prayer of the destitute and does not reject their request. The account of his intervention will be recorded for future generations. People yet to be born will praise the Lord, for he will look down from his sanctuary above. From heaven the Lord will look toward earth in order to hear the painful cries of the prisoners and to set free those condemned to die, so they may proclaim the name of the Lord in Zion and praise him in Jerusalem when the nations gather together and the kingdoms pay tribute to the Lord. He has taken away my strength in the middle of life. He has cut short my days. I say, O my God, please do not take me away in the middle of my life. You endure through all generations. In earlier times you established the earth. The skies are your handiwork. They will perish, but you will endure. They will wear out like a garment. Like clothes, you will remove them, and they will disappear. But you remain. Your years do not come to an end. The children of your servants will settle down here, and their descendants will live securely in your presence. Well, today we had some rapturous praises, and then this last psalm was quite a contrast, wasn't it? But did you notice, even though there was a great amount of lamenting, the psalmist still praised God and acknowledged who he is. That is real faith and devotion, my friend. Well, we're just about two-thirds through the book of Psalms, and so we'll be continuing in Psalms tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you then. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.